Welcome to the Ask for Football Army Football Show. The Army Football Show is an insider's guide for cadets, old grads, and college football fans to follow the Army team throughout their season as they seek to beat Navy and claim the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Ask for Football is brought to you by our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or just exploring your options, Jocelyn Bradley is the expert you can trust to navigate the real estate market with ease. Visit jocelynbradley.com to learn more. And let's get started at the Ask for Football Army Football Show.
I can't get over how easy it is to launch the show with that automated intro, but welcome back, everyone. It's like, I'm pretty stoked, man. I put some effort into that, and I even changed Craig's logo so I don't have to hear crap from people about it. So anyway, Army wins basketball one and advanced in the College Basketball Invitational, and today they dropped their most recent game to the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles in a heartbreaker for the Army fandom by a score of 68-65. The women had a tremendous comeback. If you didn't watch that one, go back and watch the highlights because it will warm your heart. And against Rutgers in the women's NIT Invitational Tournament, Army women's lacrosse beat Lehigh. Army's men's lacrosse has arguably the biggest non-conference game of the last few years this weekend at Mikey Stadium against the University of North Carolina. All that being said, how are we doing? We'll start with Dan, move over to Omar, and then we'll say hello to Lynn.
It's been crazy, man. I can't tell sometimes if I'm coming or going. There's a lot going on at Ask for Football. There's a lot going on in my life, at my work. And I had one of the people pull out on the swim across the Sound. So if you are a former Army swimmer, feel like swimming across the Long Island Sound, reach out to me. But yeah, man, it's been wild. And let me just say, it's always nice to get out in the sun at Mikey Stadium, but they could have won that game and I would have been happier.
Yeah, fair point. Omar, how about you?
Doing well. Less of a workload out here in Triple C, you know, out here learning to be a captain. Can't complain. On the flip side, it's been nice doing a little traveling with a little sun and fun myself at the CVI. But yeah. Yeah,
you're almost an adult, man. Once you've been on captain, you're a real adult.
That's right. First lieutenant, second award is where it's at.
Wow, and I have an age joke for later on for both of you guys. Just
no, there will be none of that. Anyway, we'll introduce Lynn. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into her backstory later in the show. But Lynn, how are you feeling? Did you catch any Army sports this weekend? I know you were out at the lacrosse game.
I was at the lacrosse game this weekend. I agree. They could have won that game. There's no doubt. It was a beautiful day out. It's totally different than last year's game. Last year's game was a little chilly. We actually had, it was nice and warm, sunny. Other than that, that was it. Lacrosse this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you. And speaking of being at home, we have the person that can help you get into a new one. So if you are PCSing to the Fort Bragg area, we have the realtor for you. Jocelyn is a military veteran who spent her Army career in logistics. There she discovered a passion for making a difference in people's lives. She's committed to helping her clients find their dream homes, and when they're in the market, she provides exceptional service when she's working for you. Jocelyn has decided to support Ask for Football this season, and she is the right person to get you into the home of your dreams. Jocelyn has an extended network of veteran realtors who can support you if you're moving somewhere else in the country. So if you're in the market for a home, Jocelyn should be your first call. Guys, if you're not moving specifically to Fort Bragg, take advantage of her services because she can get you in touch with a realtor that you can trust who's not going to take advantage of you. And that is very, very important in today's crazy housing market. But we'll move on to basketball. And there's like a lot to talk about the basketball season because both teams did incredibly well. I think the men's team did a little bit better than expected. The women are always in the hunt, but always looking for that that NCAA tournament bid, which has been very, very elusive for Army basketball period in general, but certainly something to talk about. But to deep dive into the basketball, we'll pass it over to Omar and get his insights on what he...
Yeah, so I'm glad to give insights. Honestly, I'm late to the Army basketball bandwagon. Just a little backstory as a cadet. I went to two Army basketball games. The first one was a Patriot League either quarter or semifinal because they're giving out free chicken tenders and fries. And so I made the walk to Crystal Arena. The second one was during the pandemic and LaSalle out of the A-10 came to town. And in doing research for just the tournament previews, I found out that I witnessed Army's first win over an A-10 school since 1977 And I didn't realize it. So, but it's just been great seeing Army playing these postseason tournaments. And I hate to say it, like the CBI is a pay-for-play tournament. And honestly, I'm glad that Army took the opportunity to, the athletic department took the opportunity to pay for Army to play in this tournament. I thought Navy would have played in the CBI, honestly, given the season that they had. But nonetheless, we don't really care. I mean, all due respect to them. This is our story. And it was cool, like, starting with the men, to see them play in this tournament and just be able to get a win, the first postseason win in 55 years. And I'll be honest. So sitting there, there's no more than a couple hundred people in the Ocean Center. Only one side of the stands is not even full. But, you know, Army started off a little strong. They fell behind. I didn't expect them to win because Elon is a bigger team and a better conference. They fell behind by 21. If you read my recap, my thoughts were, man, same old Army. It's okay. We're in the postseason anyways. And, you know, maybe next time, you know, maybe next year will be our year. But then they started coming back. This team had no quit. This team had heart. I mean, shoot, I got to say, AJ Allensbach was tougher than $2 steak in the post. I mean, he was tasked with guarding a center 8 inches taller than him, and that guy was a non-factor. Only one rebound. So overall, just a great win by the men's team. They were relentless, and I felt like it was just great to see Jalen Rucker have one more signature performance. He had 27 points. I'm not sure where that ranks all time for single game. So great to see there. Of course, they didn't pull it out today. The one flaw that I saw with the Elon game is they launched so many threes. They shot 40 threes, only made four. Today, free throws, and I could kind of sense it. There were some crucial misses, not really crucial against Elon, but we actually regressed a bit today. Only made 8 of 16 free throws, end up losing by 3, but that is not to discount anything that the men did. This is a building block, and something I always know, there is a such thing as a CBI bump. 2021-2022, Florida Atlantic plays in the CBI. The next year, they're in the Final Four. I think last year, I forget one school. There was another school that made the tournament last year. And then this past year, San Diego and High Point both made their first NCAA tournaments after appearing in the CBI the year before. So call it a coincidence or not, I really think this program's on an upward trend. There's a lot of young talent, and we saw them get some work against a superior opponent in the CBI. So it's great to see. As for the women, man, the women showed so much fight against Rutgers. We still haven't beaten a high major. I think it's been 20 years since 2006. Still winless against Rutgers. And of course, Rutgers is a former blue blood. But again, same story. They came back. They didn't quit. They were down, I think, by 18. Brought the deficit down to 2, but could not overcome Rutgers' death. Excuse me, Rutgers' death. But again, this is another team with a bright future. And again, like, I think Army, I'm not sure why it's easier for Army to recruit on the women's side, but I have to say, like, I'm less worried about the women because they have more consistency. And I feel like the Patriot League generally, I guess, kind of plays to their strengths. Like, Army plays tough defense. They played tough defense against Rutgers. They forced 19 turnovers. And I mean, they play well in the Patriot League. So just bright futures for both teams. Unfortunately, couldn't pull it out. But these tournaments are essentially like bowl games. Get your young folks, players, reps for the next year and just get them experience. So I'm so excited for next year. I'm going to try not to get my hopes up with a CBI bump for Army. But I mean, man, I'm just excited after what I saw. And also, too, I'll save this for my favorite thing. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. I was going to do a shout out. I want to shout out Major Andrew Webster, class 2012. I know you guys. This is the old person joke. You guys, you older gentlemen, Dan and Rob, talk about the alumni network. And so I get a message from Major Webster saying, "Hey, I heard you're going to the CBI. So there's I'm hosting a dinner, and my
wife, there you go, good."
And the team was there, and I was like, "Whoa, this is weird. I shouldn't be here." And then they take a picture. I'm not sure if you guys saw the basketball page. And my wife and I are like, wow, we shouldn't be in this picture. So, but just, I was just amazed by the hospitality. The West Point Network is real. I'm starting to find out, I guess, as a young 25-year-old young old grad.
So here's what I got to say about that. And this goes out not just to you, Omar, but to everybody, is the network is real, but you have to do your part. Like, you also have to pay it forward. Like, yeah, you have responsibilities. And Rob and I in our 50s, Rob, I don't know if you're 50 yet, but I'm almost 52.
Yeah. You're a little bit older than me, Dan. So I'll let you take it.
So, but I'm just saying, it's more on me to pay it forward, but you know, soon enough, you're going to be doing the thing.
It comes back to you for sure. And so you get what you give. And I think that's very, very important of just being, you know, connected to the long gray line. It's a like history with men and women's basketball aside, we're all part of some part of the history at the Academy at some point. Like everybody's story is part of that. And so it's cool to be able to tell it and share it. And we have a great platform to do it. It happens to be sports, which we all love and enjoy. So speaking about loving and enjoying, we didn't love and enjoy the outcome of the men's lacrosse game. However, we're going to dive into that a little bit more. I don't know, man. Like, what's up with BU, man? Are we going to have to, like, investigate these dudes for, like, Bill Belichick kind of stuff? Are they, like, spying on the practices? Is there something going on? Because Boston University seems to be the only team that can crack the code against Army in the regular season. But, Dano, you and Lynn were both there, so open the floor up for your thoughts.
Yeah, so it's a frustrating loss because Army outshot the Terriers 56-43, and they took 30 shots on goal to Boston's 27. And just if you're going to outshoot a team by, you know, 15, you'd really like to win that game, generally. Army's offense couldn't get many good looks against BU's defense, and talking about what they do differently, BU plays a zone where most of these other teams play man-to-man. And, you know, there were a couple of guys in the stands talking about, like, why man-to-man is generally better than zone. But let me tell you, BU is the only team all season that slowed Army's offense down and has kept our very good shooters from taking a lot of good quality shots. And their goalie, it must be said, was on fire. You know, he made 70-something% of his saves, and everything high to high. So if I start with my stick high and I shoot high, that's, you know, to get those shots to go, they needed to take low shots, either low to low or change levels, and they just couldn't do it. And, you know, in settled offense, Army could not get much going at all. I mean, they weren't turning the ball over like tons or anything. They just weren't putting it in the net. And then when they did get those doorstep shots, which a lot of times were in like unsettled situations, they missed like at least six of those doorstep shots. And in an otherwise close game, that will cost you. They lost by a point in overtime. This is a game that either team could have won. You play it 10 times, I bet it goes, you know, 5 one way and 5 the other way. The teams are very even, just in terms of the talent on the field, the speed, the athleticism, the sheer size. But, you know, you miss the handful of the shots that would have made this a game that you win, and that's how you lose. And that, I think, is what we saw. Got to say, I think Army's defense played well. They gave up 9 points. Goalie Sean Byrne made 18 saves. They were missing All-American faceoff guy Will Coletti. So you're missing an All-American off the field, and you still, you know, take it to overtime against your in-conference nemesis. That's not terrible, but yeah, it was frustrating. Lynn, you got any thoughts?
Same. We won the faceoffs, which was nice, 13-9. And overall, we were spreading the field as far as who was scoring. I believe 6 players found the net, with 3, I believe, having 2 each. I can't remember now. I have to go back and look. But definitely 9 goals for Army that were 6 different players that were involved in scoring. We just couldn't find the net. Like you said, Boston's defense was just, they just kept us away from being able to score. They were keeping our sticks up high. There was not a lot of down low shots. And that goalie was just, you couldn't get anything past him. And I believe I saw in your write-up, you were talking about how we were shooting right to him. It was every time almost.
They had the opportunities, and it's like physically they just couldn't make them go. I will say, on the upside, Army put 3,000 people in the stands for a college lacrosse game, not a rivalry game.
That's insanity.
It's totally insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts. You know, gorgeous weather. Boston had minimum 1,000 people in the stands. So that says a lot. I mean, that says a lot. Yeah. You know, they had a lot of youth lacrosse teams out there. And personally, I hung out in the parking lot before the game, drinking beer with Jim Zappelis, met Christian Mazur's mom. So that was cool. Finally got to meet Lynn in person. That was cool. Yeah, they just needed one more shot to go in regulation. And they had it. They just, you know, you don't want to call it a mental error. It's like a physical error. You know, it's like you got to shoot that three. If it's basketball, you got to shoot the three to take the game to overtime, and it clangs off the rim. You had the opportunities. You set up the play you wanted. You just didn't get it to go. And this is kind of where we wound up.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said, man. Like, the lacrosse team is pretty consistent. Like, and again, the one thing that you don't want to see is consistent loss to the same opponent, right? And that sucks.
Yeah.
And I think everybody will agree, regardless of, you know, how the game turned out, if it was a one loss or 1 point loss or a 10 point loss, it's the same team. I mean, like, BU has had their number for the last couple of years. Don't know why.
I know why. It's that zone defense. It's the only one in the Patriot League, and they know exactly what they want to do against Army's offense, and it's working.
Well, that and the other piece of it is like, when your goalie plays lights out, that kind of adds to, you know, your defensive performance, right? So if you already have a unique defense that's working, and then, you know, your key guy for defense is showing out, guess what's going to happen? Like, you know, odds are in your favor that things are going to go your way. And that sucks.
And they also, it must be said, they have a good offense. They're probably the only offense in the Patriot League that moves the ball the same way that Army does. Like, Army, you know, it's they're moving the ball around looking for an open shooter. And a lot of other teams in college across generally, not just in the Patriot League, are really trying to get the ball to one guy
who's
going to make a move and score.
Yep.
And Army's not like that, and Boston University's not like that. They're both, I mean, don't get me wrong, number 99, I don't remember his name, but he went off. He had four goals, and he might have, you could definitely argue that he was the difference in the game. But as a general rule, it wasn't just one guy. You know, they're working it to the open man, taking the shots that are there. But yeah, it's frustrating. It's just one team. And Navy beat the snot out of Boston University just 2 weeks ago. And I think Army has a better team than Navy, although, of course, Army-Navy is going to be competitive. That's not what I'm arguing. But just generally, man for man, as a comparison, I think Army has a better team. And yet, you know, Navy beats these guys 13-9. So I don't know what that's about. But it's definitely some matchup thing. And the Terriers, they're locked in.
Yeah. And again, like, if you're going to have your best performance, that might be it, right?
Yeah, maybe.
And so maybe that's just, you know, unfortunately, if you're not a lacrosse fan for Army lacrosse, Boston University and Army is a rivalry for doggone sakes.
Yeah, well, now it certainly is.
Yeah, like for sure. But it doesn't have the star implications like Navy. But like, when it comes to, you know, the competitiveness on the field, they bring that same level of intensity to the contest as Army does.
Yeah. Well, this year, you know, for years, Loyola has been the power in the Patriot League. Loyola's down, way down this year. And, you know, everybody thought Colgate, I think, was going to be the second place team, or Lehigh would be the second place team. Both those teams have been ranked at some point. BU only just broke into the rankings. But, you know, BU was unheralded last year, too. Nobody was necessarily expecting them to do anything, but they, you know, they played pretty well, at least in the Patriot League. So I don't know. What can you say? I mean, It's the Northeast. It's Boston. They play a lot of lacrosse.
Yeah, for what it's worth. Hey, Dano, coming up this weekend, I know you have a note in here to talk about the game. This is like...
Yeah, so North Carolina is coming to Mikey Stadium. This is the back half of a home-and-home. The Tar Heels are 7-1, but they haven't started conference play. Currently ranked fifth in the nation, which makes Army a home underdog, which I got to be honest with you is probably good. North Carolina has beaten Michigan, Stony Brook, Johns Hopkins, UPenn, Hofstra, Jacksonville, and High Point. They lost at home to Princeton. Most of those are good teams. I don't think that there's any great teams on there. Johns Hopkins is maybe not quite as good this year as they have been. But notably, Michigan just beat number one Maryland this past weekend. And in fact, if you look around the nation, top teams lost everywhere. Number one, two, and three all lost. So I have no idea who's going to be ranked. I'm a little surprised the Tar Heels aren't higher than fifth. But one thing we got to say about this Tar Heels team is that they score a lot of points. They dropped 15 on Michigan, 16 on Penn, 18 against Hofstra, 20 against Jacksonville. Like, this test is going to be legit for Army's defense. If they can hold the Tar Heels to less than 10 points, I think the Black Knights have a real chance, but that is not a given. That's just the thing to watch this weekend.
Yeah, I think also you got to think the Tar Heels are coming back maybe with a little salty because they lost last season in overtime to Army, which like shouldn't have happened by all the prognosticators. You know what I mean? Like oh, they're good for a Patriot League team. You know, like that's probably some of the newspaper clippings that they were reading. But now they have the newspaper clipping of like Army goes to UNC and beats them at home. If that doesn't fuel your fire going into that competition, I don't know what will.
Well, the number one ranking that Army got last year was, it was great for the program in the sense that they'd never been ranked number one, but it was bad for the program in the sense that any loss you take as the number one team is a freaking calamity. And this year they got up to number two or number three, depending on who you ask. And it just, man, it's not good for these Army teams. They could be ranked 10th and still make the NC2A tournament. Being ranked like 1 through 5 just puts a target on their back. And I don't love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of somebody who's ranked number one, we have a guy who's one of the number one mortgage lenders in the country, and that is Craig Oxane. So if you listened to this show before, we have area sales manager for a mortgage broker at the Money Store, and that is Craig Oxane. He's a class of 1994, can lend in all 50 states, one of the most successful VA lenders in all the country. He'll give you super competitive rates. Craig is going to give you the best deal that he possibly can. Friends, the whole mortgage process is super confusing with interest rates moving all over the place. Now is not the time to deal with some clown who's just trying to make a buck off of you. Deal with somebody who actually cares, not a call center, not some random big box bank or mindless website. This is actually how the West Point Network functions, going back to Omar's point. Craig is helping us stay in business here at Ask for Football, and we're helping you get a better deal on a mortgage by introducing you to the very man that you need to meet. Plus, Craig charges no lender fees for veterans, so that's a huge savings. It's about $1,300. Get that money, friends. Craig Oxane, area sales manager at the Money Store. Check him out. The link is on our website. Click on the side, and you will get some information. And I will turn it over to you, Dano, to lead the next part of the show.
So, yeah, you may have noticed over the past couple of weeks that As for Football has a new contributor and photographer, Lynn Fern, who has joined us for the very first time tonight. It's a big deal for us. So we wanted to take a few minutes to introduce you all to Lynn and talk about what she's doing. So Lynn, let me turn the floor over to you and just ask us, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I met you once for 5 minutes and I really have no idea who you are. So tell everybody who you are.
Well, I grew up in West Texas. So when you think Friday Night Lights, that's basically where I came from. Sports have always been, it's been a big part of my life. My father was in the Air Force, so military, but he was out of the military by the time I came around, but he was very tied to it. So military, sports, football, West Texas, grew up riding horses, training horses.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. Photography has always been a big part of my life. My dad did a lot of photography and always had a camera in his hands. So it's always been kind of something that I've loved to do. Having a camera in my hand is just normal. It's natural for me. It's what I love to do. So I moved to New York in 2002 and I worked in the finance industry, corporate world, got married, had our first daughter who was 17, turned 17 actually when we were at the Boston University game.
Wow.
Once we had her and my other daughter, we moved back to the Hudson Valley. My husband's family is from the Newburgh area. And I was a stay-at-home mom. And I don't like to sit still. So the creative side took over and I was refinishing furniture and doing furniture, still doing photography here and there. I was actually on Flea Market Flip. If you ever watched the show, the TV show,
very cool.
I did win. If anybody wants to know, it's no,
awesome.
It's no longer on. It's done, but, that was a lot of fun. It was a good time. But I couldn't put my camera down in sports, you know, football, our local high school team our football team pulled me in. They won their first state championship and I had started following along with them and going to high school football games the year that they won their first state championship. And then I became their official photographer over the years. And they won back-to-back state championships. So we've been to the Dome a couple of years. And it just kind of took off from there with sports. Kind of followed my dream, just kept pushing for it and just kept going and doing. I started covering Army sports and fell in love with it. Football was the first game, the Army-Navy game, 2021 my first. Yeah, so imagine Army-Navy is your first game that you're covering for Army.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably one of the coolest experiences. My second game that I covered was the Armed Forces Bowl game at TCU. And I haven't looked back.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So is how do you in your mind go, I'm a professional photographer. Like at what point are you like, I am a Jedi. I can do this. This can be a thing that is my career, especially working in the finance industry. I mean, can you talk a little bit about that?
Once you start getting paid, that's when you become a professional. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yes. I mean, I do other photography, you know, I do senior sessions and, I do some weddings, small weddings. So I think once you hit that area where you're making money off of it and you're actually holding a professional camera.
I didn't phrase that right. Fair enough. So how did you get started covering Army? Did they find you or did you apply?
No, I covered so I know Sal Antidotto from high school sports before COVID and just on the sidelines. I met Sal, I want to say it was probably the year prior to COVID. And then when COVID happened and everything started shutting down, he asked if I could shoot the Army-Navy game for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then... I have family that live in the DFW area. So when the Armed Forces Bowl game came up, I was like, yeah, I'll go. I'll do that. I can manage that. And then it just went from there. I started going to practices and just everybody was very open and welcoming. And just the more I live 15 minutes from West Point. So it's easy for me to get there. And trust me, these cadets, they kind of pull you in. Once you start going and you really start talking to them and your face is around, and I guess I'm not going to give my age away, but I'm old enough to be their moms. And I think over time, once you're around them, they start forming a little bit of a bond and you connect to them on the field a little bit. There are certain players that I can pretty much tell every move they're going to make on the field. Just because I can watch their body language, I have been around them, I've been to practices, you really just start connecting. And maybe that's me. I have a very observant eye and I catch a lot of what's going on.
That's fascinating. Watching practice and just seeing the guys and gals move and getting a sense for like what that means, the visual language of it is really interesting.
It really is interesting. I don't think people realize that as much as you're around it, it kind of draws you in.
Yeah, it's a whole other way of communicating, you know, and
100%.
And after you've been around people long enough and you know, you go down range and you can tell people by the way that they walk at night, you know. And like, I know who that is. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it seems counterintuitive because I can't see, but you can see. Just it's the mannerisms, the shadow, the way that they, you know, move or whatnot. And so I think you do a fantastic job of translating that into photos. We appreciate that. I mean, it's beautiful. And I know Ray had mentioned it in the chat too, said, welcome. Your pictures are amazing. But we're really glad to have you here because, again, it's just giving us a different perspective of Army sports that we don't get to see on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But you do some official shooting for the Academy too, right? For some of the teams?
I do. Every once in a while, they'll have me come in and do different sports. They'll ask me if I can cover. I've covered like swim senior day.
Oh, cool.
Actually, okay. the 2 years. I've done Army Navy track and field for them indoor this year. I did outdoor last year as well. I've done some baseball for them, some of the basketball games. Some of it's for them, some of it's for freelance work or
sure.
You I also do a lot of the content media days. They don't really call them media days anymore, they call them content days.
Interesting.
Okay. Like football, basketball, lacrosse, men's lacrosse, softball, baseball. Like there's a whole range that I've done.
Okay, so I have kind of a two-part question going forward, and I'm not exactly sure how to approach it, but I want to tee you up to talk about what you want to talk about. So first off, I want you to tell us what you want and like what you want to do for Azure Football. You've been with us a couple weeks now, and you couldn't help notice that it's kind of an entrepreneurial thing. Like, oh, I want to do this project, and you just do it. You know, there's not some hierarchy. So tell us what you want to do with us, but also tell us like how, you know, the support you give to players and to their families and stuff like that. And it just, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I give you enough to get going here? All right.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I have found is just being at West Point quite often and being around the different, cadet athletes, it's a different world than a normal college. I shouldn't say normal college, but another college. Like the athlete life is completely different. There is these athletes, and I say guys and I mean female and male when I say guys. These athletes are, it's nonstop for them. From morning up to by the time they go to bed. It's not like they can just pick up and leave and go somewhere like other colleges. You are not in your dorm. And I don't think people realize the life that goes in behind the cadet athletes. And I believe that these guys deserve to be promoted and talked about. And I like to show what goes on across the board. And I've gotten to see firsthand quite a bit of that because of being able to talk to a lot of the cadet athletes. I kind of build a bond with these guys, and you know, I get a lot of hugs and high fives and, you know, hey, are you coming to the game? And it's not, hey, are you coming to the game because we want your pictures. They're legitimately asking me if I'm coming to the game, and if I'm not shooting, do you need tickets? It's nice. It's a nice, like, you know, it's a connection for them. And I know some of them, when they're here, they may not see their families for months at a time.
Yeah.
Because they can't just jump in their car and leave and drive home for the weekend or take a flight home for the weekend. So I want to build that kind of community of, hey, your athlete's doing well, your cadet's doing well, here's some photos, here's what's going on. And I also want to do some interviews behind the scenes. What are they doing? What's happening? What goes into building these guys up? Because a lot of people don't realize what's behind the door. They see them as an athlete. They see them when they step on the field or the court or the baseball field for the first time, for their, you know, the first season game. They don't realize there's other stuff happening prior to that. There's a lot of studying going on, the opportunities that these kids have. Some of them probably would have never have gotten into West Point if it wasn't for athletics, because it's not easy. It's hard. It's a very difficult, and it's a privilege and it's an opportunity. I want people from the outside to see it's not just a photo that I'm taking of this athlete. These guys are pouring their heart and soul, and they are working hard to get there. So that's and to show that there's more than just a sport that they're doing.
For sure. I, so So what we're going to do, and if you're watching this or listening to this, you may have already seen this already, is Lynn does a fair number of short form interviews after games. And we posted a couple of those on our YouTube channel after the men's or the, excuse me, the women's basketball win to get to the Patriot League finals. And I really like that. You know, Rob cut those together into a couple of little like 3 to 5 minute segments. And we're hoping to do more of that with Lynn. And then also hoping to get some of these longer form interviews with her to really talk about Cadet Life, which is going to be a radical expansion for Ezra football. I think all of us, you know, we're just a bunch of like, for us, West Point isn't, I hesitate to say that it isn't special, but it's like my hometown. It's where I'm from. It's a little hard for me to take a step back and see it the way that you see it. So I think that's a good add to this team. And with that in mind, what else do you want to tell us about yourself before we sort of move on? What do we need to know here? What do we need to look forward to in the next couple of weeks, months?
I think there's going to be some fun like interviews. There's a couple of fun things that I want to do as far as chatting with these guys. We have a lot coming up. We have the UNC game coming up. We have Pro Day coming up. We have football's starting, you know, spring is coming back up. We have the spring game coming. The women take on Stanford on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a lot going on, and I really, I'm looking forward to like doing some fun questions that are like really fast fire questions where I get like one answers back from these guys. So I'm looking forward just to bringing something a little different to the fans, and hopefully just having them say, oh, I need to get to a game and see these guys. And to continue to follow along, because I think that we're going to bring some really cool stuff.
All right. So before we move on, let's talk a little bit about your personal business, about Lynn Fern Photography and like some of the services that you offer. Let me just give you a chance to like plug that to whoever might be listening.
Yeah. So I do cadet sessions, firstie sessions. I have quite a few firstie sessions that I'm setting up right now. I do senior sessions for my local community. A lot of senior and firstie sessions, and then I do a lot of media day stuff for local high schools around and colleges. I do a lot for Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh.
Cool.
From all different aspects, from just playing backgrounds to the smoke and fire and lights and that kind of stuff. Those are my top. I do some weddings, not a lot of weddings, but a little bit. But firstie sessions, senior sessions, and my media day is my big stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So let me just say, the challenge of bringing someone like Lynn on here at Ezra Football is that she's a real working professional photographer, and she's got a family, and she needs to get paid for her time. And we have resisted working with professional media folks previously because I've always been quite concerned that we wouldn't be able to pay them what their time is worth. And don't get me wrong, I'm excited that Ezra Football is growing and it's awesome, but it also scares me a little bit because I feel like we have some real challenges and some real expenses that go with that growth, but also like responsibilities to come through with the people that want to work for us. And so I'm excited to bring Lynn on board, but I'm also a little apprehensive. And I mentioned that because we've expanded our coverage on Patreon specifically to feature Lynn's photos in a gallery for each of the events that she covers. That is at the yearling level. So it's at the lowest level of our Patreon. And the reason that I'm telling you is because we cannot do this without your support. So, you know, we have bills to pay, obviously, you're not just supporting us. You're supporting Lynn. You're helping her, you know, follow her dream of covering the academy, of bringing you guys the coverage that you want, and helping us too. So, you know, that's what our Patreon does. It helps us to make this content that you guys like. And it is, it is not complicated. We can only do this because of your support, right? So at the earwing level, you get access to lens photo galleries, which so far have been awesome. We've had two of those, one for that basketball game and one for this the BU Lax game. We're gonna have many, many more. You also get our weekly games and locks during the week, during the football season, and early access to our shows. At the Cal level, you get that stuff plus access to these live recordings that we're doing right now during football season, which are usually behind the paywall. And then at the Firstie Club, of course, you get access to the Firstie Club, which is the best place to talk Army football and Army sports. You know, the hardcore sickos over there are talking about Army rugby. I mean, it's just every day. I mean, every day they're in there. Just that's what they do. So, if that's you, if you like Ask for Football, there's more available and we need your support. And with that, I will just cut it out and let you, Omar, tell us about your favorite thing.
Okay, my favorite thing has to be the Elon fan that punched out the soap dispenser, the CBI. I mean, I was washing my hands. I hear a guy say, mutter, son of a, didn't even say anything, just son of a, then I hear a thud. And I look and I see the paper, the soap dispenser is like, you know, tilted from the wall. And I'm like, man, it's just the CBI. But then again, I'm no better. After Army lost to Boston College in 2023, I laid on my back for 10 minutes and decided, yeah, I guess I want to watch college football again for the rest of the day. So we love our teams. That was my favorite thing. It was just hilarious.
Yeah. And we really appreciate everybody's dedication to the Army fandom, right? That's why we're all here. Lynn is a welcome addition. She is going to give us sometimes that we don't have on the Ask for Football show, and that is an objective perspective because the lens will not lie, right? And so she will be able to see things that we won't see, and she may bring a different opinion, like from the visual medium that we may not talk about or we might talk about in more detail. But I really appreciate having somebody come on that has a different perspective because we're all, you know, Dan's old, I'm oldish, Omar's a little bit younger, you know, and so we have to all kind of, you know, adjust our perspective sometimes when it comes to the Army football team or just the Army sports in general, because there's going to be things that we're going to hang on to for some reason or not, you know, and for the record, still not blocked by Brett Davis, even though he's gone to a different team, but, you know,
never going
to
unblock us.
Yeah. Yeah. He hates Ask for Football. So he's the one person that will not be contributing to Lynn being as part of the team. But that said, for the Ask for Football Army Football Show team, here I am, Rob, your host in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We got Omar calling to you out of the great state of Georgia, Dano Ikebesa in coastal Connecticut, and our new addition to the team, Lynn, calling from New York, I'm assuming, because you said that's where you're at.
Newburgh.
And
Cornwall.
Cornwall. Okay.
Nice. Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Yeah. We appreciate you guys checking us out tonight. And hey, be on the lookout for more photos from Lynn, more video shorts on the YouTube channel. And again, sign up. It's worth your time. And if you're out here watching and you're like, oh, I don't know about this Ask for Football thing, trust us. We've been growing every year. And I think this is a venture that you should get behind, not because it's paying us, but because we provide good analysis for the Army football team. And we've got some cool interviews coming up too that we're going to be producing, and we hope that you guys enjoy them. Other than that, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks.
Ray, man, they're calling us old.
Thanks for listening to this week's Ask for Football Army Football Show. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Army football. Remember, whether you're cheering in the stands or following along from home, get all your updates on the Army football team at askforfootball.com. And as a special thanks, we would like to thank our sponsor, Jocelyn Bradley Real Estate. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, Jocelyn Bradley is the expert you need. Visit jocelynbradley.com for all your real estate needs. Don't forget, subscribe, leave us a review, and follow us on social media for all the latest updates. Until next time, go Army, beat Navy!